Congrats.
Having that guy from you are.
You bet.
Came up this afternoon.
You were good.
Things by your heart.
Good. Did he look good when he put it back?
Yeah.
He did, and you let me know. I'll slap him around for you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome. Thank you. Appreciate you coming. Okay, you guys ready? Yep.
Yep, so you're all set.
You're recording. You're good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Call this meeting to order. Big Plains Water Special Service District here in the meeting. It's Wednesday, May 21st, 2025, and it's 7:08 p.m. Let's start with the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call.
Scott Taylor here.
Kevin Sarah here.
Mike Farrar here.
Annie Sunlove here.
Richard Palmer here.
Okay, any conflicts of interest?
Well, no. I do have one question before we get going. How long did they say that would possibly take for the water to be put back in the town? Did they give us some time?
I'm sorry.
The Big Plains Water will be coming
to the town. No, not really. I think about 2 months. So because you're going to have to, we're going to have to give a 30-day notice. And then after that, we have to do the public hearing. And we have to vote on it. So I don't. It's not a big process. Yeah, it's just going to take some time of waiting. Then they got to get all the approvals. But it's all in the attorney's hands. It's really not much I'm doing. I mean, they have questions, and I usually refer Michelle and Jenna to help me answer those questions because they have a lot of the data. But
then all of this stuff will be part of our city council meeting.
This will be part of. So what it'll be? I kind of go over that as a group. So what, like on the budget and everything? We'll take over all the assets. Take over all the debt, the $4 million of debt, which we've already talked, that's the town's debt anyway. So we take over the debt, town of Apple Valley, but we also take over all the assets. We own the town of Apple Valley, own all the pipes, the everything, every asset. And then in the budget, you'll just have we'll have the town's budget and we will move this over. You'll just have a water department like we do public works and fire, and you'll have water on there and we can juggle money back and forth then. So then if the water district is hurting for money, we can legitimately take town money and move it over to the water company or vice versa if that came up. I think that's going to come up. But now the town, in the past, the town has supplemented the water company and it was not done, not legal, but now we can do it legally. So it'll just be a line on there with the budget and we'll approve one budget and we'll have one meeting and everything will be much, much, much simpler. Chair report, I don't have anything. We kind of covered in the town meeting. So let's roll right into discussion and action. Item number one, resolution BP. Now, this is supposed to say public hearing.
Yes.
Yep, no problem. Okay, let's roll into public hearing. Item number one, resolution BPWR-2025-04, adopt title 1.05.010, employees water service fee waiver. What this is I asked the girls to put this together and put it on our agenda. I just want to waive the monthly water service charge for our water operator. It won't just be him, it'll be any water operator in the future. I think little things like this encourages our water operator to live locally. And I want him to live locally. I think he's better here. And it's just a little perk of working for the town. I feel that he shouldn't have to pay for the water with everything they do. So that's all this is. So this is opened up to public hearing. If anyone wants to say I'm crazy or anything like that. I don't have nobody online, so it's just you few people here. No? Okay, we'll close out the public hearing. Item number one, resolution BPW-R-2025-04, adopt title 1.05.010, employee water service fee waiver. We'll write into discussion action. Item number two, resolution BPW-R-2025-04, adopt title 1.05.010, employee water service fee waiver. Exactly what I said, just giving our water operator the monthly service fee. It's not a usage, it's just a $75 monthly fee.
It's just the monthly fee, not the usage.
I'm okay with it. I make a motion we approve resolution BPW-R-2025-04, off title 1.05.010, employee water service fee waiver.
Second.
Roll call vote.
Scott Taylor, aye.
Kevin Sarah, aye.
Mike Brown, aye.
Annie Sunlove, aye.
Richard Palmer, aye.
Motion carries. Item number three is the same thing. It's just one, I don't know if I understand it, but one was for
the code.
Code and one's for, okay. Yeah. So item number three is resolution BPWR-2025-05, authorizing a water service fee waiver for the full-time water operator.
Second.
Make a motion we approve resolution PW-R-2025-05, authorizing the water service fee waiver.
Second.
Roll call vote.
Todd Taylor, aye. Kim Sarah, aye.
Yeah. Mike Ferrar, aye. Motion carries.
Wake me up.
On to item number four, resolution BPWR-2025-03, adoption of the tentative fiscal year 2026 budget and the setting of public hearing on fiscal year 2026 annual budget for June 18, 2025. This one's much easier. I'll go through it quickly. Total operating income is $713,950. Then you go down to all of our expenses, which is not a lot, just water testing, system maintenance, stuff like that. We have that totaled up. This one does much easier because we don't have to have a balanced budget. And at the end of the year, we don't have to balance everything up. So just one department. Like I said, this whole budget will transfer into our town budget. When everything's finalized, we'll roll this budget over there.
So we've got three capital projects listed, no budget for them.
Yeah.
Are we not going, are those just kind of?
It's just kind of there. It's just, yeah, it's just, let me see where we're at.
Trucks, Cannon Springs Rehab.
Yeah, Truck Cannon Springs Rehab and Cannon Springs Cedar Point line. This will be, capital project will fall under our impact fees, except for the truck, we can't. But we actually already bought a truck, so we may need another one for the helper. But this Cannon Springs Rehab, we're going to get the developer to pay for that. And then hopefully someday the Cannon Springs Cedar Point line, if we develop the springs and get more water, then we'll go to the state and get budget. So we've just taken them out of there. They're just floating down there. They have to be in here though.
Okay.
And our debts and stuff like that.
I make a motion to approve resolution BPW-R-2025-03, adoption of the tentative FY2026 budget, setting a public hearing on that. FY2026 annual budget for June 18th.
Second.
Roll call vote.
Todd Taylor, aye.
Kim Sarah, aye. Mike
Brewer,
aye.
Kenny Spindler,
aye.
Palmer, aye.
Motion carries. On to the consent agenda, item number five, the minutes from April 16th, 2025. I'm fine with them.
I'm good with it. Scott Taylor, I remember we approved the consent agenda number five.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. We don't need a closed session. If somebody wants to motion for adjournment,
make a motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned. Motion carries. Meeting adjourned. Thank you, guys.